This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Fred Davis. We got Alec Medford with us as well. Kevin is supposed to be back tomorrow. That's the plan. However, I've not heard a word from the man since he left. Okay? I texted him.
It's kind of crazy, right, though?
He said that he had worked out international rolling minutes or whatever. I don't know how it works. I haven't left the country.
He's got WhatsApp though. I mean,
does he?
I mean, does he? I don't know.
I should have had him.
You guys didn't talk about that before?
No. You know, my friend, he asked us, so this is about during last summer. He was like, "Hey guys, can y'all install WhatsApp?"
Yeah.
Just in case. And I was like, "What do you mean just in case?" He was like, I'm going to Mexico alone. And he's like, "I know some people down there. I'm going to visit their family, but I'm going to Mexico alone just in case I need to reach out to you because I'm not going to have any signal."
Right.
And so we did. And then he was sending us stupid videos from Mexico. And I was like, "What? See, this is the only reason you wanted us to have it.
I mean, for your safety." The Nigerian Bitcoin miner contacts me through WhatsApp. So, I mean, I thought everybody used that, right? Oh, is that, you guys don't think that's real?
So hold on. WhatsApp says that it's encrypted. Nobody can see it. Somehow, though, a Bitcoin miner has found you.
He said he was legit.
Okay.
I mean, I gave him all my personal information because he said that, you know, I was going to get a cut. So
Yes. I have all this money. I need to store it somewhere. Please give me your information so I can store this cash.
He said he'd reached out to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They had rebuffed him. I said, "Hey, I've got kids in college. Why not?"
The Brian Schottenheimer press conference coming up in just a moment. Before we get to that, I wanted to stick. Tom Brady was on with Joel Klatt, and he was talking about quarterbacks that he respects, how they go about their business. And this is what he had to say about anybody that feels a certain way about Patrick Mahomes. He said, "It's always that line about who wants to win versus who's willing to do whatever it takes to win."
Yeah.
Everyone wants to win, but what are the habits, the daily habits, and the actionable things you need to do every day to put your team in a position to win? Patrick Mahomes, to me, according to Brady, is the one that does that the most often because of who he is. Obviously, he has physical talent. Yeah, he understands what he needs to do offensively. He brings consistent winning attitude to work. In the biggest moments, you can depend on him the most. That's clear. He said, "There's other guys that are still developing, and they need to prove it in my mind. I can say, oh, yeah, he's done it." Well, obviously, he hasn't done it yet. But Patrick Mahomes, he says, is the one that reminds him most of himself because of his willingness to go after it. And let's go out to Oxnard, where Brian Schottenheimer is on the podium.
Hi.
Hi.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
He's not ready.
I'm ready. Sorry.
False start, delay a game.
Pre-snap penalty.
Yeah, for sure. Discipline.
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 I'll say right.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. When you talked about the depth chart changes, how much of your original plan in terms of snap counts for players originally have changed since that preseason game?
Not much. You know, a few guys played a little bit more. So, again, like I told you guys yesterday, there's always what's the total number that we want for a guy? And there's a range, you know, Calvin, that you're looking at. It's 30 to 40. It's whatever. It's unlimited. Based on the fact that a few guys played a little bit more than we thought they would last game, those numbers will get adjusted. And a few guys that played a little bit less, most of those guys were offensive because of the limited ops, they'll play a little bit more.
And I'm assuming you know those guys. How many of those guys have you said, I need to look at them a little bit more against Baltimore?
It's a big part of it just because you're trying to, you know, we want to make the right decision, and we will. We'll make the right decision come cut down day, and to do that you have to have all the information. So we'll have a staff meeting tonight to kind of finalize some of that stuff and get a feel for, okay, hey, this guy's doing good. But like yesterday, again, with the mocks and stuff, we moved a number of guys into different spots, both up and down. And all that's always communicate to them, hey, you're doing good, so you're getting more reps with the ones, and hey, you got to pick it up a little bit, you're moving down a spot.
DLL's Cowboys, can you give us a housekeeping thing on injury updates? Is Blue going to be back? Sanders going to be back?
Yeah, like I said yesterday, Clarence, I think most of those guys are trending in the right direction. We'll find out a little bit today. Today should be a really good practice, a chance to see some of those guys bounce back, just all the guys that are trending in the right direction. But again, until we see how today goes and how they look, we won't really know. Got a couple days to make that decision. A
couple days left. You worry about guys looking to go home, and do you up the ante this week? Your two physical practices, so they won't be getting excited about going on, because it's been a long time. They've been since July 20th.
Yeah. Well, it really wasn't nearly as long as last year. Last year felt like an eternity. You guys were here. But I started the meeting off of that. You know, we need to be present. We need to stay in the moment. We're going to have two physical practices. Both are in pads today, hour 45 today, 2 hours tomorrow. And, are there distractions about going home? Yeah, probably. But leave that at the door. Leave that, you know, in your room. And when you're here, you're doing football, and we got a lot of work to do. And I think the best teams in the league, they maximize these opportunities, these weeks leading up to preseason game two. You've played a game. You've made some adjustments from personnel standpoint, and now you need to go do it during the week of practice.
Brian Collard for the ESPN. We noticed Dak last week, where we can have to go kind of race CD down the field after one play, and really carrying out his fakes more to kind of get some sprint work in. Is that by design as he's coming back from the hamstring?
Yeah, it's really got nothing to do with the hamstring. It's just getting some of his top speeds. You know, quarterbacks, they don't run like some of the other guys do. Everything is tracked, Todd. You know, everything catapult. The power, the movements, the steps, the distance, the speeds, all that stuff is measured. So it's more about just him getting to top speed, because as a quarterback, you're not getting to top speed in practice as much as you would in a game when you're moved off the spot. So completely by design. And, you know, Britt and, Braylon, those guys do a hell of a job with us with the catapult system and tracking everybody's data.
Where do you come down on Dak running? Like, is there, he has to do some of it, but maybe not?
Yeah, Dak's got to be able to run. I mean, you know, quarterbacks run in this league. That's what they do. And, again, are we going to come out first play of the season against Philadelphia and run power read with the quarterback? No, probably not. Sorry about that. That's not happening, Vic. But at the end of the day, yeah, he's got to move. He's got to make plays. He's got to extend plays. Can we run him? Sure. You know, we'll run him. You know, he's a good athlete. He has to be smart getting down. You know, hey, if he's in danger, slide, get down. And that's what all the great ones do.
One of 19 teams that didn't do the tush push last year. Why doesn't every team do it if there's such a high success rate?
Again, I think, you know, it's like everything. You have a philosophy of what you believe in. It's obviously a great play. We have different ways of what I would say attacking the A gaps and things like that, but it's an investment. And I think the Bills and the Eagles do it better than anybody else, and it's what they believe in. And I think at the end of the day, you know, it's a good football play that they've perfected in a lot of ways, and we have some plays that we feel like we've perfected that are different than that.
I'm sure with the Athletic, can you give us any update on just kind of where Tyler Beck is at? We saw him out at the practice and walking around, looked like that's a good sign, but where he kind of is right now?
Yeah, he's doing good. He's getting some reps, you know, and just the mock stuff, the slow speed stuff, because he needs that mentally to kind of stay prepared and things like that. But I think he's doing well. Again, not putting a timeline on it, but I've been very pleased with what I've seen from him and the intensity that he's attacking the rehab and the way he's working and is not normal for a second year player. So I'm very proud of him for that. Well, I think, you know, it's the catalyst for an offense on every team. I mean, it really is. You look at the best teams in football, and usually their offensive lines are very physical. They set the intensity and the mindset of the offense, and there's a part of staying healthy. That's a big part of it. You know, you need to stay healthy. We have the makings of being a really good offensive line. We really do. We just have to maximize these next couple weeks and get ready and but I think the mindset that we're trying to build and the physicality we're trying to play with and the way we cover down and finish. And, you know, one of the things we corrected our guys on the other day was, you know, picking guys up off the ground and, you know, pushing the pile. But, you know, go pick up your brother, man. Go pick him up. Guys on the ground, let's fill him off or whatever, and three guys are standing there looking at him, then that's not right, you know. So go pick him up, you know, cover down. And that it's a mindset.
Nick Harris, Forward Star Telegram. Been here about 3.5 weeks, and I know you've had a couple of camps out here in Oxnard, but can you just talk about the functionality of this place and how it works for you guys to be able to come out here every day?
Yeah, it's the best. Just the location of it, the fact it's all so close, Nick. I mean, you can literally go from meetings to walkthroughs to workouts to, you know, to lunch to get, you know, a nap or something. I mean, the functionality of it is amazing. The fields have been great. The fans have been great. I just think it's very, very seamless for us. And, again, they continue to do an awesome job. They roll out the red carpet for us here, and they take good care of us. And our guys are very respectful to the staff here at the resort. And it's just a great relationship.
A couple of tight end questions. Schoonmaker, what did you see him do over the offseason? How has that been applied here at camp? And then do you have an update on Spain?
Yeah. With Scooney, I mean, again, I think I've talked multiple times about his confidence. He came back and his body was ready. You know, some of the training and the things that he did during the offseason, actually the break, really, to get ready for the offseason program was awesome. He was around a lot more than he was in years past, just working out with our guys and, you know, spending time with Britt and Britt Brown and those guys. But, you know, I think, you know, he's having a great camp. And, again, one of those guys that we expect to have a big year for us in our tight end sets. And then Brev's doing good. I mean, he's progressing nicely. He's, you know, able to walk around and get up on his toes some. So that's all positive stuff.
Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com. But tell me a little bit about Treshawn Holden, what you guys are receiving on Saturday. How's he used kind of his connection with junior in college to maybe translate here so far?
Well, it's his birthday, number one. So let's start with that. He's 24 today. So happy birthday, Treshawn. I already said that in the meeting, but you can hear it again. You know, it really, the relationship with Junior's been important. That's why he's here, because the relationship with Junior. But he's the guy that, again, each and every day he has, you know, been able to move into different spots. And if we need a guy to go to X, he can go to X. If we need a guy to move to Z, he can go to Z. Hey, we need you in the slot, he can do that. And so the instincts and the intelligence that we talk about with that is great. But also he's kind of a... He's a gamer, man. He loves to compete. He loves to play the game, and he finds a way of getting open. And again, is that instincts? It's not just good luck. I mean, there's instincts. There's route running skills that he has. But I do think that, you know, the relationship with Junior has made him very comfortable in the beginning. So his focus can be more on, okay, I got to learn. I got to learn the system and what we're doing.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've asked about a lot of positions. One position I feel like we haven't asked you a lot of safety. Donovan Wilson and Malik Hooker, what have you seen from them? And as you have questions in the other parts of your secondary, how important is it going to be for them to have success?
Well, the communication from the safeties is critical. So both Dono and Malik are having great camps. They have really done a great job of not just buying in, but learning Flusa's system. And again, take a moment to just really tell you how impressed I am with, you know, Andre Curtis. I was with him in Seattle. The guy's an unbelievable human being first, but a great coach. And so he coaches those guys the right way. He's very demanding. He's got a great relationship with those guys. I think they trust him. They believe him. But the communication jumps off the tape when you hear him out there in practice. I think, you know, Malik, for the first 2 weeks, was really flying around and hitting people. Like, you know, had a couple big plays. Donovan was a guy we were kind of ramping up a little bit, but those are both guys that have great experience. Now what we need to do is figure out kind of the guys behind them and, you know, how Marquise is doing and Wanye and some of the young guys, Clark and Mike Smith. So both guys having a great camp, as you would expect from veterans that are really good football players.
As a head coach, you've got to worry about a lot. This is an assumption, but is it a luxury not to worry about the special teams unit and Brandon Aubrey and Brian Anger and Trent Seed, just how consistent they've been the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think so. You know, plus I just love the guys. I mean, just their DNA, the way they're made up, the way they work together, the way they just, you know, that was a big part of it in the offseason. We're going into the offseason, we're looking at goals and, okay, hey, making moves and what do we want to do? Keeping those three guys, I think, was something that we identified early that would be great for our football team. Not for me, per se, as a first-time head coach, but just for our football team. They're all very, very talented. They're very good. But, again, that connectivity, that relationship that they have is very seamless.
Brad, Sham, Cowboys Radio 105.3, the fan you mentioned earlier, some guys played more snaps than you.
I think Nate played very, very well. You see the confidence that he's gaining with his punch, Brad, how he's setting people aggressively and just the physicality that he brings. Awesome's a guy, another guy that, again, outside the two penalties, you know, you had the two alignment penalties back-to-back. You know, those can't happen, those self-inflicted wounds. But what you love about Awesome, man, is he's just got the flexibility. You know, he plays tackle, he plays guard. We can move him on the right. We can put him inside. He's an emergency center. You know, he's emergency. But he's got that flexibility, which you love. And so both guys are working hard, and this will be a big week for both those guys.
Was it snap disparity by design?
It was just because Awesome could play more guard. That's why.
Brad Townsend, Dallas Morning News. Spoken to some of Pickens' high school and college coaches, and they made the point that he wanted to be coached. And I wonder if you share that assessment, and what's been the most striking part about coaching him this first couple of months?
Yeah, number one, I would agree with that. I think, you know, from the time that we got George and we went into my office and spent some time together and shot some free throws and just talked and got to know each other, he made that very clear. He's like, Coach, I'm thrilled to be here, number one. I want to be coached. I want to be, you know, I want to be great. You know, I want to be a great player. I want to continue to be great. And so, you know, lean into me, be tough on me, tell me the things I need to do. And so, you know, again, the way I am, Brad, is I start with the relationship piece of it, and because I think you can coach people hard and coach them the right way when you have those relationships. But that doesn't surprise me. He's been nothing but incredible in terms of the way he's worked with us, the way he's communicated with us. And I talk about it all the time, but the relationship that he and CD have is special. And Junior Adams has done an amazing job of building the culture of his room. And that's something to be talked about, because, you know, there's certain rooms where it's like you got personalities and people like, you know, superstars. It's like sometimes they don't always get along. It happens in quarterback room. It happens in defensive line rooms. It happens in a lot of rooms. But Junior's built an amazing culture in that room where guys really just want to win and have success, and they don't really care who gets the credit.
Michelle. Coach Michelle Montaigne, WFAA. What have you seen Solomon Thomas bring to the locker room?
I'd say leadership. You know, here's a guy that's been around for a long time, seen a lot, been on different teams. He sees what we're trying to build here and the positives of what we're trying to do from the culture and the connection piece and the compete every day, all those different things. But he's a consistent guy, man. And, you know, he's not always the most vocal person in the world, but the way he practices is incredible. I mean, his numbers, when you look at the catapult, like we were talking about earlier, every day it's the highest, you know, on the team for the most part, in top three or four for sure. So just that work ethic, the way he runs. And I remember A-Dub, White Cotton, saying to me before we finalized the deal for him, he said, you will never be around a guy that practices as hard as Solomon does. And early on in the offseason program, it was very, very evident. And then, you know, I think we had a moment in the off season where we asked him to share his story, his foundation, and what he's been through. And it was, you could have heard a pin drop. And it was awesome to see this incredible athlete, great player, great man share and be vulnerable with his teammates.
Brianna Aldridge, CBS News, Texas. Going back to OTAs to now to camp, you could see the energy at practice just feels different, the tempo from beginning to end. You talked about the excitement you're trying to bring. I know it's only one preseason game in, but did you see any of that translate to the field, even talking about some of the veterans who didn't play?
Yeah, I think when you look at the film, you know, you see the guys getting excited for the guys playing between the white lines. Like, they want these guys to have success. They want to lean into these guys. I mean, you know, Trayvon Diggs was into it. I mean, he was coaching, you know, some of the young corners and talking to them. Like, that's what we want. You know, I think if you build the brotherhood the right way, they should care. You know, they should care how their teammates are doing and not over there just kind of hanging out on the bench and not caring. They want to see them have success. They want to see them do well. Because why? They're invested. You know, they're invested in the locker room. They're invested in the weight room. They're invested out there on the practice field. So I was very, very pleased with that group. And the best teachers in this game are players. You know, I mean, I see myself as an elite teacher, but like, I don't play the game. The guys that play the game on in between the white lines, there's things that they can, you know, give to our younger players that are as impactful or more impactful than some of the things that I say. And they're crazy if they don't use that. And our young players are stupid, in my opinion, if they don't ask for that. Absolutely. I think, again, another guy, and all of our coaches are great. I'm not, again, I just talked about Junior because I was asked about George, but another guy that's done an incredible job of creating a culture, a close-knit special bond in that room. He's tough as nails. You know, he's a guy you don't want to cross. The players definitely understand that we got a lot of alphas in that room, but if you close the door and you're going to let one come out, A-Dub might cheat to get out, but he would probably be the one that might come out. And I say that respectfully to everybody in there, but he's a grown-ass man. And I think his knowledge of the game, you know, the way that we play the front, but he understands the big picture. He understands, you know, the whole defense and how the run fits tie together with the safeties in the secondary and understands pass coverages and things like that. So the answer is 100%.
That is Brian Schottenheimer's press conference right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it is time for the Tuesday tailgate. More of our friend Carter Freeman come in. Let's talk some college football next in The Fan. We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Got the G-Bag Nation coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes. We'll crosstalk with those fellas. I think there's some conversation about and around them that we're going to want to have. Also, Jimmy Johnson hopped in on one of the tweets from one of the G-baggers, so I'm pretty excited about that as well. We're going to get into the Tuesday tailgate with our friend Carter Freeman. He is the knower of all college football. Carter, there's one thing I haven't gotten to today that I've been wanting to dive in on, and I wanted your thoughts on this specifically, because I know you're not just a college football guy. You like a lot of fringe sports too, but
you like
the big sports as well. So you're just a big sports fanatic.
Arm wrestling being one of them.
Mm-hmm, that is true.
You see these tree trunks?
I see.
Yeah. Tom Brady was talking about Bill Belichick and coaching at UNC, and he said, you know, listen, they're going to get all the right technique. They're going to be prepared for the next level. I know that they're going to be prepared team because that's what Bill is. But then he added this part. He said, I think the challenge for him is he's dealing with probably a lot of underdeveloped players because he's dealt with guys that had 4, 5, 6 years of experience before they got to him. And now he's like, yeah, it's got to be even different. 17, 18, 22 to 23 years old. Do you think that's a message that Bill Belichick can say, no, all these things, just they're universal in football? And they can travel, or is there a big gap for these guys from high school to college to learn?
I think there is a big gap, because not only are you dealing with, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-olds who may not have been playing football for that long, but you're dealing with 100 of them. And you need to rotate those in and out. It's not like you're going to have basically the same 11, 12, 13 defensive players on the field that you would have for an entire NFL season, right? Like, there's so much more rotation. Your depth is so much more important. So, yeah, if they're in like the third quarter against NC State and he puts in his third string defensive lineman, he makes a mistake, NC State goes on a big run, like, those are things he's going to have to learn. The games are more similar than they've ever been, but they're still different. Yeah. They're still wildly different in many ways, which is why I think there's going to be a big learning curve for him this season. There was for Deion in his first year at Colorado, and it took him time to figure that out. I don't think it's going to be any different with Belichick.
One thing, Fred, I don't know if you like remember this from the Patriots era, that I think that he'll carry over from that Patriots group. They would pick on you. If they knew you had a weak spot, they'd go
absolutely
at it over and over and over. And then they'd say, oh, you made the adjustment. Julian Edelman's on the other side. I know we've been going at Gronk this whole game, and now we're going to go do this. And that's what it seems like with college football. You can find those holes a lot faster, easier, because you just don't have the talent. And I think that's going to be something that he's going to continue to do, is we're going to find where their weakness is. We're going to expose it. And then whenever they cover that up, we've already prepared for weakness number two.
Well, and real quick, you mentioned, though, that, you know, and look, rightfully so, yes, you're going to have kids that are going to be underdeveloped to an extent. But I would think from a coaching perspective, like, Belichick might be salivating over that fact that you haven't learned enough bad habits yet.
Oh, yeah.
And so I will be able to mold you into the type of player that I want you to be.
He doesn't have to coach that out of them.
Exactly.
But I still think, to the point of dealing, you're dealing with kids. And they're going to have bad habits no matter what. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys, I think, understand that more than me.
You just wonder if, I was going to say, I just spent a week with my 17-year-old. But at the same time, you just wonder, all right, you know what you're getting. Because look, this guy's going to wear a Super Bowl ring. Probably a different one for the first, 6 weeks practice?
He's got plenty.
You know? I mean, hell, he's got eight to choose from, right? So those kids will be, by the way, how do we feel about this Jake Kruhl kid?
I mean, I'm excited. It's nice. OU recruiting actually had a win this summer.
Right.
Seemed like pretty much they gotten beat by, you know, every other school they were competing with. They lost a wide receiver to Florida yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's nice for OU to pick up a good player today. But I mean, look, he's an IMG Academy edge rusher. Those guys usually end up being pretty good in college.
I was gonna say.
So
This kid's not coming from some podunk school and, you know, podunk you.
I thought you were going to tell me that Bill Belichick's number one message should be shut off your Venmo transactions. Because have you seen this John Mateer at OU controversy from last night?
He's denying it and saying that's not him.
So the story is John Mateer's Oklahoma quarterback transferred in from Washington State. Yeah. His Venmo transactions popped up on Twitter last night, and it says from 2022 when he was redshirted at Wazoo, sports gambling. USC versus UCLA, sports gambling. Those are two transactions. Doesn't say how much, but he's denied it. He came out with a statement that maybe stinks. 20 minutes ago that said, those are inside jokes. I've never gambled on sports, anything like that. So now, in my eyes, this is very much we're close to the season. We need some preseason storyline.
Boy, it sure feels like it, right?
And because there were so many other fake, like there's were ones for Arch Manning that popped up. There were ones for Diego Pavia, Vanderbilt that popped up. All these fake Venmo transactions. So is it real? Who knows? It's going to be really hard to prove, and it's going to take a long time. So I don't think it's going to affect Mateer's availability this year, but that's just been a big storyline over the last 24 hours that, you know, he just came out with a statement against.
Wow. That is interesting.
I mean, this is in Iowa State, for crying out loud.
So long as you don't have the DraftKings account, I think he's fine.
I think he'll be okay. I mean,
nothing incriminating like
because
that.
Because to his point, it could be just an inside joke. I mean, come on. Do we really think this kid's that dumb to put sports gambling?
That's what I thought.
That's my deal.
But look, kids, always use emojis. Always use emojis. I have one for my friend that I've from years ago that's like, grandma chicken crab. Yeah. I have no idea what that was for. To this, like at the time, I didn't know. Today, I didn't know.
Yeah,
so just make it nonsense.
I texted the wife the other day. She said something. I texted her back three eggplants, and my kids were in the car.
Always use the eggplant.
And so my kids are in the car, and she has it connected to her car.
Her CarPlay
and it reads out loud. She's like, "Oh yeah,
eggplant,
read it out loud."
Eggplant,
and
eggplant.
Yeah, exactly. And my oldest and my middle one were like, "Oh my gosh." Wow. And I was like, what? That means that's how we talk about transactions on fantasy football. Mm-hmm. We just use eggplants instead of dollar signs. And they're like, oh, okay. Wow. And
thank you, Mike McCarthy.
She said she was going through the car wash, so I sent the splat, the thing.
Wow.
And the kids were like, what are you doing?
Maybe
right now,
maybe you and the wifey shouldn't have text messages. I mean, I'm for. I love to see that you guys' relationship is still spicy.
Uh-huh.
But let's not hurt the kids.
I just like to pull bits around the kids, you know, just so that they're like, I don't, just keep them off guard just a little bit, you know. That's, and maybe we should use WhatsApp. All right, Carter.
Clearly.
The college football AP rankings came out yesterday, and for the first time in program history, Texas was number one on the preseason poll.
It's true. By a very slim margin. This was the slimmest margin between one and two since, I believe, 1998. The first year of the BCS, if you can believe it was that long ago, it was this close because Penn State was this close to being number one.
With that top five that we have, is that how you would rank this top five with number one Texas, Penn State, Ohio State, Clemson, and Georgia in that order?
I'm a bit surprised that Clemson is that high. I think Clemson's very good, but I would just think that given what Notre Dame's bringing back from a national championship runner-up last year, that they would be top five. But I'm fine with the teams that ended up there. You know, it is, it's crazy that the defending national champion can be number three. Not, you think if they might be number two coming back, but given how much they lost, Texas is the same way where they've lost a lot from their offense, from last year as well, but they bring back so much on the defensive side. I am fine with it, but I've been a big Penn State believer for pretty much the whole offseason. So I would have had them number one and Texas number two, but you're splitting hairs at this point.
Yeah. Is there anybody in the top 25 or out of the top 25 that you think it's a criminal charge that they're not in?
I said this last week when the coaches poll came out. I don't understand why Miami is in the top 10. I think they're going to finish the season unranked. There's usually one team from the top 10 preseason that ends the season unranked. Last year was Michigan, who was number 10. Mm-hmm.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pretty easy to me. It's going to be Miami. I would move LSU up. Personally, they're number 9. I think they're closer to the top 5. That's just me. And I think Baylor's going to win the Big 12, and they're not even ranked. So you've got a couple Big 12 teams that are ranked. You've got Arizona State at 11, and you've got Texas Tech at 23, and K-State at 17, and Iowa State at 22. But I think Baylor's better than all those teams. They bring back, I believe, 13, 14 starters from last year, in addition to whatever they brought in the transfer portal. Leading passer, leading rusher, leading receivers, leading tackler. Like, they're bringing back so much on a team that was so good to end the season last year, and they're not even in the top 25. I think that's ridiculous.
What's our boy Baylor's head coach name?
Aranda.
Dave Aranda.
Yeah.
Maybe it was his bizarre, rambling,
that was weird. And you know what's funny?
I didn't know about that.
I somehow missed that during Big 12 Media Day.
Everybody missed that.
Do you think he was trying to go viral?
Maybe so.
No, that's just him.
Yeah. Maybe that's just who he is. You know, I don't know him personally.
I think when he started it and realized I've already committed to this,
I'm already here.
I got to go ahead and just finish
just
it.
Ball rolling down a slope.
It was a weird momentum that he carried.
We just kept telling the story like it was normal.
But there's several Big 12 teams that are right outside, like the receiving votes. It's Kansas. It's Baylor. It's, I believe, Utah's down there as well. So like the top 28, you'd have a lot more Big 12 teams than here. They're all right there underneath. So maybe national media is not buying into Baylor or some of those other teams as much as I do. But I think by the end of the season, you'll see those teams are good teams. And you'll get a really early sign if Baylor's actually as good as I think they're going to be. Mm-hmm. They play Auburn at home in week one.
Ooh.
They play SMU in week two. And they play Arizona State at home in week four.
Oh, wow.
So they've got a really strong start to the season schedule-wise.
Yeah.
But I think they're for real. So if they can make it through 2-1 out of those and lose the out-of-conference game, then they'll be cooking.
The I saw this from CBS Sports, and I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on this. The Texas football scene is like there's a lot of good programs around here. This was they picked the best college football team in each state going into this season. Texas was the best in the Lone Star State, but they also pointed out there's a lot of good teams trying to chase them down, but Texas keeps pulling away 25-5 over the past two seasons, a pair of college football playoff semifinal appearances, and a very good outlook on 25. Is there a program, because we've seen SMU pop a little bit, at times TCU pops a little bit. I love TCU. And so all these, and UNT, go Mean Green, baby. Which out of all the schools in Texas, is it A&M that would be the one that would be chasing, that would be closest or could take down Texas in the and being the best program?
You want to say so because they're the next ranked team from Texas. I'm a liar. SMU's ranked higher than A&M is.
Oh.
So according to the AP, SMU's closest to Texas. SMU is very good. I'm buying in on them again in the ACC this year.
Okay.
A&M, you saw them shut down to a degree the Texas offense in College Station last year, but then they don't score a point on offense. So it's really hard for me to say, yeah, they're going to be this upcoming season. They're going to do that again or do better than that in Austin because that's where their matchup will be this year. I mean, I just wax poetic about Baylor. I'm really high on them. I think the wild card is Tech because Tech does bring back a lot of starters from this last year's team. And obviously, we've talked a ton about what they brought in the transfer portal. The pieces are there. I just need to see it on the field,
right,
which we'll see fairly early. I think their Big 12 schedule is relatively manageable. So we'll get to see that. But I think if it's me, I pick Baylor. I could understand why you'd say SMU or A&M, but Tech is the wild card.
Okay. All right. That's Carter Freeman right there. And it's interesting that he says wax poetic on National Vinyl Day. Good. I see what you did there, Carter. Always trying to get Turntable Thursday mixed in the conversation.
Taylor Swift is teasing like her 12th album 3 years ago. Uh-huh. So I got to do a little bit in my time.
Great stuff, Carter. Really appreciate it's your karma. Time. Yeah. Well, that is, you got a good, man, look at you guys.
See what we did there?
Trying to throw all these. Coming
look
up
what
next,
you made me do.
It's time.
Could be here for hours, Corey.
Yeah, I know a lot of the songs too. So are you ready for it? All right, coming up next, it's time to chit chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, and this crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation brought to you by D&M Leasing. Gentlemen, how we doing today?
Awesome, Majors. How are you?
I'm great. yeah, thanks, Purdy. I'm great. Some new information has come out with you guys that we're going to dive into in just a moment. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Don't know this what you're talking about.
This is Fred's last day with us, nice maybe. Job,
appreciate you guys.
Thanks a ton for Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Been crushing it this week.
It's been fun.
Tell Houston we said hi.
No, well, I mean,
or
he's
going to
still be here.
Oh, he's going to still be here.
I'm just going back to my night show.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So I will actually see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow, Fred.
Yes. Crosstalk on the other side.
It's live from Houston.
Allegedly, Kevin's coming back. I don't know. Haven't got a text back from him. Haven't heard a word. Haven't seen him post anything. So I have no clue where Kevin is.
I did see a like. I don't know. I think it was like a Colby Tolbert garage door post that I was involved in.
Okay.
And then I saw a Hagelin like.
Oh.
So I was like, okay.
What was this?
There is a pulse here because every update give is there is no update.
I haven't nothing.
There is no update.
When did you see this like?
This would have probably been sometime in the last 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
All right.
You know, sometimes though, when a person goes missing, what they'll do is they'll use their phone to make it look like they're still alive active.
If you get lost in the wild, the first thing you should do is change the voicemail on your phone to give the location that you were last at in case your phone dies. So people can be like, okay, we can start there.
I'm in the woods.
Yeah.
Hope you find me.
Please save me.
All right. So I got two things. I got two things here. One,
the screen really sells it, though. I think
Jimmy Johnson.
What's up, Jimmy?
The other one, Rowdy Tellez.
Okay.
Which one would you guys like to start with here?
I like the way that guy plays baseball.
All right. Okay, that's one vote for Rowdy.
Yeah, I've been celebrating it since last night.
It's two votes for Rowdy.
Yeah, I got to go Rowdy.
All right, that's three. Zach?
Oh, I mean, Rowdy's the topic of the day.
All right. Mr. Tied Up himself.
I'm hungry right
now. Okay, guys. I don't have the audio yet. I'm sure you guys might get it here soon.
Oh, well, we're going to get it. I think it'll be a G-Bag of the day.
The Rowdy Tellez was on foul territory, and AJ Przinski started off with a joke about his size. And then, can you believe it? And then he started talking about you guys.
Mm.
He started talking about the conversation that y'all had with him. And he said some things like they think they're funny and they're not.
Was he talking about how that conversation was a springboard for him to become a productive player with a Rangers uniform on? Is that what he talked about? Was he giving us the
I did not hear that
we inspired
the G-bag
him?
Bump?
Yeah. G-bag bump. It's a turning point for him.
And it's really all about the turning point in every game and every series and every year. You know, that could be his turning point in this moment.
So he's giving us a tip of the cap. I'm excited about
it. You know, I have heard it, and it makes me feel even worse for how that interview went. It was one of the most accidental, unprofessional, awkward outings I've ever had. I mean, sometimes I am trying to make fun of people, but not in that instant. You know, I was just trying to, I figure, you know, you're a big, beastly athlete, and, you know, talking about food is your fastball, right? So let's do this, you know? But... You know, I did not pick up on any of the context clues how sensitive he was about this. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, he might be an 11 on, like, body dysmorphia, you know, because he's not that big.
He's
you know, he's a pro athlete. 6'4", 270. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that's impressive. That's impressive to be built so solid at 270.
It is.
You know, I just did not realize how sensitive he is. But now, like 3 weeks later, for him to be top of mind, just throwing that out there on a national podcast, I feel terrible. You know, he's probably been walking around thinking about how G-Bag did him dirty, and I didn't intentionally do him dirty. Chief, you didn't either, did you?
Not at all. No. Corey Majors, you're the girthquake.
Okay,
and on you know that's how we consider you.
All right.
You're like. Would you take that? Like, as
goes back to some childhood trauma.
Would you appreciate that?
So, like, that's really good. Like,
I thought Girthquake was badass. I really did. After he had already kind of taken it personally about the Sandoz, you think doubling down?
No, I definitely erred there.
We
no, for sure.
But that being said,
I lost my ass. I had my canned questions.
Girthquake was at the top of the list. I couldn't pivot at that point. I had already written it in pen.
But Eric also did think that was legitimately his nickname when he heard RJ say it in the morning.
That happens.
He didn't realize that was just
honestly Gabe Choppy's fault.
I got three things here.
I agree.
As usual. Yeah.
Three things here.
Bringing up Tom Hanks earlier, too.
One, let's not do that again. One. He wasn't there for spring training.
Ooh. No.
He did not see y'all's interview style.
They did.
And so that's something that also he missed out on, because I think if he had, he'd been like, you know what? I know these fellas.
They ask literally everybody about food. Everybody that comes on.
Yes.
We asked Chris Young a McDonald's hash brown question for 2 years straight.
Yeah, we did.
Have you had the McDonald's hash brown yet? And, you know, if Rowdy would have heard that, he'd be like, what? Are you making a joke about my size?
The other thing is, since then... He's had two moments that are very special for this team. He tied up a game, and then he did it again last night. So
very
I feel like you guys really launched him into a stratosphere that he didn't expect.
And it's tough, you know, but I've learned to compartmentalize as I get older, so I can totally eliminate his disdain for me while I'm watching him hit bombs.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's fine.
Yeah. Right? And like, as long as there's success, you're got to be happy. Yeah. I think there might be a way, though. To not apologize, but to kind of mend the fence.
What would that be?
Maybe a platter.
Yeah, would you think that's the way to go?
A feast offering?
Yeah. Just a nice veggie tray?
Sometimes sitting down and having dinner together is the only way, you know?
Yeah. And then some edible arrangements.
Get some things taken care of.
So, Rowdy Tellez and the G-Bag Nation on a collision course at Hurtado Barbecue.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I hope this thing happens. We can get this thing pulled off. What do you guys got coming up on the show, Graham, today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. We are going to have the Rangers player show once again. And today, 3:20. Danny Kalum.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
All 5'10", 190 of Danny Kalum.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, guys. That is fantastic stuff. Look forward to the G-Bag Nation. Roll home with them. Until tomorrow, you've been masterpieced.
Had yourself a brisket Sando yet, Rowdy?
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.